Hello, everybody. It's Julie with Hephzibah Talks a Lot. Not going to be a long podcast at all because I'm just going to get a basic point across here. My last podcast was about not apologizing for being white, and I still stand by that. This isn't anything to change that or any such thing. But as we all know, there was that killing. Then there was the protests in Minneapolis. Is that where it is? Sorry, guys, it's like 2 in the morning here. I'm not exactly awake yet. Anyway, so what the thing is now is that as most large protests about injustice when it comes to people in authority, taking the life of an individual in a way that is not, well, it's just, you know, justified. Like, it wasn't like they were shooting them, harming someone else, threatening someone else, anything like that, killing other people, whatever. Just, you know. The protests have turned to rioting. And what is amazing me right now is the fact that people are defending rioting and looting. It's straight up delusional. I can't believe how many posts I'm seeing where people are justifying the actions of this community now, or these people. Now, in one post, they shared a photo of the people handing out the stuff they stole from Target to the community and made it like it was some big glorious Robin Hood thing. Like, oh, and this is why you're complaining? They're giving it back to the community. Whereas another post told the truth of the matter, which was the community hands out goods and supplies because you cannot shop at Target. Why can't you shop at Target? Because people freaking looted it. So it's not necessarily that they were like, oh, we're going to loot Target and now we're going to give it to the community. They're like, oh, you know, now you can't shop here, so here you go. It wasn't like, you know, and then I can promise you that there are people that looted that didn't have any intention of doing any good in their community. And so what they did was they stole all the stuff they wanted and took it home and set up their big screen TV. And, you know, loaded up their PlayStation and sat down and started wasting time. The issue is, okay, so people are, a lot of the arguments I'm seeing is like, this is big business and they're insured. That's a load of freaking crap. I don't know how people can justify this response when we're already in such a bad state. The United States is already dealing with tons of unemployment because of COVID-19. People have been, people are going without jobs because a lot of places had to lay people off, furlough people, terminate positions, close their doors forever. But we're going to justify rioting and looting because Target's insured? That's a load of crap. It doesn't even have to do necessarily with the fact that you stole merchandise, whatever. I mean, okay, here's the first point. No matter what you say, rioting and looting is like cutting off your nose to spite your face. Okay? First of all, it's your community that you're destroying. It's your own community you're destroying. And if you listen to my podcast when I was talking about should there be church or not, I specifically talked about how does that look to your community if you're so insistent that you get to do what you want to do regardless of the cost to anyone else. How does that look to your community? And then later when you want community to support you, they're going to be like, no, because when this happened, they didn't care about what we wanted or how we felt or anything. It's the same thing with rioting and looting. You're doing all this stuff, stealing and harming businesses because you're pissed off, and later, something's going to come down the pipe and you're going to be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, but remember? Remember at the end of May 2020 when you had riots and looting here? That's why this is happening. And then you're going to backpedal and excuse and try to figure out a way to make it okay again because you have to. Look, guys, I don't have to justify not looting. Do you get that? If you have to justify it, if you have to defend it, that should tell you something. Because I don't ever have to defend not looting. I don't ever have to defend not rioting. I don't have to sit here and tell people, oh, well, I mean, I know I should probably be out rioting and looting, but here's why I'm not. People just take it for granted that you're not going to riot and loot, and you're not going to have to defend yourself. That's not to say that anytime you defend yourself, you're wrong. Don't read too much into that. But there are certain things where people are like, well, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, if I have to give you an excuse or a reason why I'm doing something, it's, well, I shouldn't say a reason because we all have to give reasons, right? If I have to give you an excuse as to why I'm doing something and I have to fish the bottom of the barrel and say that we're not harming small businesses, we're just attacking the large corporations because they value goods over individual lives. Well, that's what rioting and looting is. It's valuing the goods over the lives. Because you'd much rather go and steal and destroy property than figure out another way to make a freaking difference. Was it an injustice? Yes. Does it need to be resolved? Yes. Do changes need to happen? Yes. Is rioting and looting going to do that? No. But you want to justify it because it fits your narrative. I am so sick of people adjusting everything to fit their narrative. It's like, I can point blank tell you things, and you're going to just make it sway to your narrative. So here's like an example, okay? If I tell you, okay, so basically, one officer with three officers looking on murdered a black man, and you're attacking Target? Why? What did Target do in this situation? What did any of the businesses being looted and damaged and destroyed do to cause this man to die? Anything? And the answer to that is no. So why are they being attacked for the actions of someone else? The same reason that people want to justify abortion and use rape as their argument. Because it's easier. It's easier for me to say, to throw these hard questions at you, rape and incest, and which are the minutest causes of or reasons people have abortions. And most times, they don't have an abortion, believe it or not. Because they know it's not the baby's darn fault that this person was raped. So they're like, I'm not going to kill an innocent child for the crime of a freaking heinous dillhole jerk that raped me. I'm not going to kill a child. Now, some raise a child themselves. Some give it up for adoption. It's entirely up to them what they're going to do. But they're aware the child is not the cause of the rape, nor should the child pay the price with their life. So why is it that we're going to justify riots and looting when Target and all these businesses didn't do anything? Okay, so there's that one. By your logic, you're fair game. By your logic. Because that means that if someone's pissed off, they can break into your home and rob you because they're pissed off. But no, because that's hurting the community. Well, so is attacking Target. It may be a freaking nationwide chain, and it may not be a mom-pop business that you're all saying, well, they're not touching the small businesses. Who gives a rat's ass? It's still hurting your community. So if you want to go even further and be like, well, no, it isn't because they're insured and blah, 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 blah. All right, here's the deal. When their rates go up, so does our fracking cost to purchase fracking stuff from those stores. So thank you very much for affecting the livelihoods of everybody in this world because you want to get pissed off and steal from a major corporation. Number two, how many of these cashiers, janitors, stockers, managers, all the people working at the Target. How many of them are going to have a job tomorrow? How many of them are going to have a job to go to? How many of them are going to get paid? Thank you very much for taking the livelihood out of the very pockets of your own community. But by all means, in your self-righteous throne of lies, condone violent action until it directly affects you. Condone it until someone breaks into your house because they're pissed off that something didn't go their way. And then they can pull up your Facebook page and say, look, they told me rioting and looting was justified. Because if I'm upset and people aren't listening to me and there's white privilege and I'm not allowed to protest without getting tear gassed, which, yes, shouldn't happen, but it's not the only time it's happened, then I'm gonna just go insane and rob from people and destroy their property because I'm upset and I'm allowed to act like a 2-year-old throwing a tantrum and break crap in my house, in people's houses and throw things and demolish things because I'm a 2-year-old and I can't control my emotions. I would say this regardless of who is doing it. Anytime you have a riot or you're a looter, it's wrong. And you can sit here and you can argue with your false logic, your this just justifies my narrative and this just makes me so that we don't have to address it because we can excuse it BS. No, you can't. Because like I said, if you ask yourself, well, then is it okay if Joe gets upset, breaks into my house and my neighbor's house and their neighbor's house and ransacks it because they've had a bad day. Is that okay? Because there was some injustice in their world. Is that okay? Because of what happened? Is that okay? Is it okay because a white officer murdered a black man? We all know this happened. Government's going to take the steps they need to. Investigation's going to be done. All that stuff. So is it okay for someone to break into your house? I don't know why you think you're better than Target. I don't know why you think you should be protected when Target wasn't. I don't know why you don't think about the long-term effects on other people who work there, who rely on that for any source of any reason for anything at all. I doubt it because it's a big city. I highly doubt it. But what if Target just decided not to reopen? What if they just said, screw this? I doubt it. Once again, I doubt it. But what if they did? What if they said, you know what? They don't want us there. Fine. All the jobs lost, the revenue for the state and that city lost because you had to throw a tantrum. I don't care. Color of skin, white, black, yellow, orange. I don't care. Rioting and looting is wrong. I've said that every single time I've seen it because you're cutting your nose to spite your face. You're hurting your own community and destroying your own community. Then they showed a post of people coming together to clean up what happened with the riots and the looting. Yeah? And they're like, oh, look at how all these people are coming to clean up. So don't just focus on the bad of the rioting and looting. Look at the good. And then they were like, shared a quote about how someone's like, wow, we're cleaning this up way faster than it took them to destroy it. By the way, highly doubtful, but okay. It takes like 2 seconds to break a window. It does not take 2 seconds to sweep up the glass. So as much as you want to believe that, you can push that narrative all you want. And plus, you may clean up the glass, you may clean up the trash and the debris, but how long is it going to take, like I said, for these stores to reopen? How long is it going to take for them to do their insurance claims, to fix their building, to restock their merchandise, to make sure that they have all their employees in place and their securities in place to reopen? Well, definitely a lot longer than it took to close it, yeah? A lot longer than it took to destroy it. So you can spin your narrative all you want, but it's still incorrect. It's wrong. So they're like, yeah, that's because there's more of us cleaning than there were destroying. Once again, I highly doubt that. There's probably about an equal amount. But kudos to you for cleaning up your community. I'm not dissing that at all. Although I definitely sound like I am. But who else was going to do it? I mean, you know, you had the choice to just drive by and be irritated and annoyed constantly to see all that glass and chaos while you waited for the city to be able to clean everything up when they only have a certain amount of crews, right? So you take the initiative to take care of your community. But you shouldn't even have had to. If the other people in your community had not thrown a fit and not had a tantrum and not destroyed and demolished and trashed it, you wouldn't have had to been out there sweeping up glass and cleaning it up. It's just one of these things where we see the liberal media and its effect and how, guys, it's crazy. Because here's just the summary and the end of this part of it, and then I'm going to talk about one more thing and I'm done. Just think of it that way. Okay? It may not at this point because you either don't live there, all these people saying it's okay, and we more power to you, all of that. And by the way, there were even posts like, don't take pictures of protesters because it makes them easier to find by whatever, all that, you know. Don't diss on rioting and looting. Let me see if I can find that. I took a screenshot of it. They were basically telling you what to do, what not to do, like how to support people that would help the cause. All right, so number one, do not share images of people protesting. Do not make it easier for people to be tracked and targeted by the surveillance state. Two, do not share posts discouraging looting or violent protest. What the literal hell, America? What the hell? Violent protest? So you like it when they're throwing bottles at police officers and egging them on to the point that they have to start using force to fight back, and then it's all their fault because they had to fight back. Sometimes they'll tear gas people and stuff unprovoked. I'm not denying that. We see even with what happened that there's times that they're incompetent or they do something they're not supposed to, or they react in panic. Guys are human freaking beings. Like when there's a huge group of protesters and they're screaming and they're moving forward in a threatening manner, and then someone panics and does something. I'm just saying, on either side, whether someone panics on one side or panics on the other side, they're human beings. I would be scared to freaking death if I was a police officer and I was facing a crowd of people, regardless of the color of their skin. I don't care. White, like I said, yellow, I brown, black, green, purple. I don't care. If I had to face a huge mob of angry people who have bottles and are screaming and have like sticks and stuff. Granted, I have a gun, I've been trained, I have a shield, I have riot gear on, but that means jack crap if things turn. And things can turn like that on either side. I mean, I'd feel the same way too if I was in the middle of a protest facing police officers and I was starting to feel the crowd get heightened. I'd be like, "Woo, time to backtrack this monkey. I gotta get myself back to the circus." You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna go back to my little circus train and lock myself in my cage. You know what I'm talking about? I don't see the logic. But anyway, so they're basically saying that you shouldn't discourage looting or violent protesting. And then do not share videos or photos of the George Floyd murder. And I agree with that to an extent because I feel like we're so desensitized. People are watching that video over and over again, showing it to people, whatever, not realizing that a man genuinely lost his life in a horribly painful way when people could have stopped it and it could have been prevented and it could have never, and it never should have happened. And so, you know, and then it says to do the work to unlearn and to fight all of your racist conditioning, RE, innocence and criminality, which it, to me is like, I get it. But you too. You see what I'm saying? The reverse racism thing. I'm not going to talk about that here because this thing would go on forever if I did. So they justify all the things. So they're talking about, like, riots and looting are a legitimate and profound form of protest against a system that values goods and services over human life. Whatever you have to say to do that. So see, like I said, they shared the one image and they're like, this is the looted items from Target being redistributed. And then, like, a couple of slides later, it's like, community donating household supplies and food for those who can't shop at Target and Club Foods anymore. Gee, I wonder why. And then later they shared a line of white people standing in front of the black protesters to keep them. And I'm using the color thing because that's specifically what it is, to protect them from the police. But it was interesting. It says this is a line of white people. And white is lowercase, forming a barrier between black protesters, and black is uppercase, and the police. This is love. But then, which is all good, you're just like, okay, I get it, yeah. Then they had to say, this is what you do with your privilege. So it's like they can't even just be grateful. They still have to make a racist statement. But you can't tell them that, because if you tell someone that they're being a racist in a reverse of the typical racism, then they get bugged at you and tell you you're racist. Merchandise can be replaced. Black lives cannot. But here's the thing. Target didn't kill him. This is why it drives me crazy. And like I said, if you put it in your shoes, if you either say, like, well, does this mean that someone can break into my home because they got pissed off about that home builder, And they just want to take it out on people that live in those homes. Do they have the right to do that? Well, no, because no one died. Okay, so if a person was killed on my street, and then their family or friends or the community gets pissed off, can they come and rob all of our houses because the person was killed in our street? Well, no, because how do you justify them robbing Target? I don't see. Because if it's okay for them to get pissed off and take it out on someone not even involved, take it out on a community not involved, take it out on a store not involved, and that's okay, why isn't it not okay for them to take it out on you? Why is it not okay for them to take it out on your business, your house? Right? I don't understand. So, and if you can't see it for that reason, if you can still try to find a logic around that, but what about the people that aren't going to be able to work for the next few days or weeks or however long it takes for Target to get up and running again? What about them? What about their livelihood? What about their paycheck? What about their bills? What about their children? Is it okay that they're affected by this? Because you wanted to take out your anger on a store by stealing from it? I don't get it. Then they talk about the KKK burned down homes, churches, businesses, and people for years. I'm not worried about Target. Is Target linked to the KKK? Did Target burn down things? And here's the other thing, folks. Just like I said yesterday in my other blog podcast, I'm not going to apologize. I am not part of the KKK. Why are you taking out their actions on me? I don't support the KKK by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I am not white enough. They would take out their vengeance on me. Do you know how white you have to be in the KKK? You have to be pretty freaking white. I'm Hispanic, so there is no way that not like I'd want to join the KKK, but there'd be no way that they'd accept me. I'd be part of the ones that they'd attack. But you guys don't want to see that because I'm too white to be not white. On one side, but I'm not white enough to be white on the other side. I'm that happy little in between that has no place of no one to claim. Anyway, so that's the chaos that is ensuing now. And you look at the fact that we are in this coming out of this COVID thing. You look at the fact that this is another political year. Look at everything that's happening, and you can't tell me that we are not repeating ourselves. History is not repeating itself? Oh, it sure as heck is. With the exception of COVID, of course. Unless you compare that to Spanish flu, but that was how long ago. But I'm saying, like, with the exception of us having this recession and people having lost jobs and businesses having closed already. And now the violence, the protests, the rioting and looting, it's spreading. It's not just happening in that city. Protests are okay, guys. I have no problem with protests. Like I said yesterday, or whenever day it was, you need to protest. Or I talked about it in a video I'm never going to share. One thing or the other. I don't remember. All right, so my final thing is, which I was supposed to do like 10 minutes ago, but then I started reading those posts. I'm sorry. The final thing is, so they want, so the officer that killed the man has been arrested. He's officially been arrested. All four have been terminated already. Not put on leave without pay, not suspended, terminated. They were immediately fired. As soon as all of this stuff started hitting the fan, they terminated all of them. They've arrested the officer that killed him. But people aren't happy with that. They want the other three in jail. And I'm like, well, they should definitely be investigated. They should find out, why did you not stop this? The guy was pleading for his life. He was saying he couldn't breathe. Why did you just let it happen? And then if charges need to be brought, they need to be brought. But should they go to jail like right now? I don't think so. And you that may not be the popular opinion. And that's fine. I mean, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen one way or the other. I just don't believe they should be sent to jail just because it's gonna make people happy that they've been sent to jail. However, like I said, they definitely need to face the consequences of their inaction. This man's life could have been saved if they had stepped in. And then the other thing is, apparently the officer that killed this man, his wife filed for divorce, and people are applauding that. I understand why she did it. And more than likely, she probably called him and said, dude, I'm going to divorce you, because if I don't, they're coming after me. Because it's the same principle as the rioting and looting. She's his wife. She must be racist too. Let's get her. And you don't believe that's true? It is. It is. So, to protect herself, protect their family, her really only option is to separate herself from him as much as humanly possible right now. And she stated that she is appalled and disgusted by his actions, and who wouldn't be? I mean, if I was married to him and I found out this happened and he literally leaned on a man's neck for 6 minutes till he died, I myself would be appalled and disgusted as well. So I'm sure that definitely did have a role in her choosing to divorce him, but no one just makes a split decision like that. I believe, like I said, she was probably advised, and both of them were probably informed, and he wasn't arrested right away, so I can pretty much guarantee they discussed it with a lawyer and everything, and it was probably said, if this thing is gonna go downhill faster than heck, you need to distance yourself if you want to stay safe. And some tough it out. Some are strong enough to face the social media onslaught, the bullying. Guys, if you look at stuff, like, you don't want to be on the wrong side of social media. They get your address. I was listening to a young woman talking about how that woman that they're showing in the park where she has her dog, and she called that up and said that a black man was threatening her in the park, and they turned it into this huge racist thing. But you learn from the video of the man, not the video, because he conveniently didn't start filming till after he'd made his statements. But you learn from his post on Facebook, and I don't even know if it still exists, that he had approached her, told her to leash her dog. She was like, no. And he's like, well, you're not even supposed to have dogs over here. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Why don't you mind your own business, first of all? But anyway. And she was just like, well, I don't like to go over there because it's not safe. And he's like, well, blah, 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 blah. So he kept insisting, instead of just walking away and being like, whatever. I don't own the park. I don't own her. I probably shouldn't be a dill hole about it, but he was. She, of course, argued, which I would too. Don't tell me what to do. I'm a very rebellious person. And ultimately, what happened is at one point when she was getting the dog, or was with her dog and was refusing to walk away, and he was still bothering her, he told her, "You're not going to like what I'm going to do next." And then proceeded to call her dog to him. I got to tell you what, guys, you mess with my freaking dog, it will not end well for you. I am very protective of my animals, as any good pet owner would be. You don't tell me that I'm not going to be happy about what you do next, and then you start calling my dog over. The woman talking thought he was going to steal the dog. I in my brain, he was going to hurt the dog. Right? That's where my brain went. I don't know where yours would go. That's when he started filming. And that's when she said, "I'm going to call the police," and blah, blah, blah. And that's when she grabbed the dog by his collar, and all the stuff happened. I haven't watched this video, guys. I am so sick of the whole stirring crap on the internet stuff. But anyway. So what ultimately happened was, because he put his skewed video online and everybody immediately jumped on the liberal bandwagon of a white woman being wrong in the situation, she lost her dog because they said that she was abusing her dog because she was trying to keep the dog from getting to going to the man, because she didn't know what the heck. He had his hand in his pocket. He claims he walks around with treats. Once again, if you try to give my dog a treat after you threaten me like that, I'm going to assume the treat's poisoned. Just leave my dog alone, dude. So she grabbed the dog by the collar pretty aggressively, and they considered that abuse. So she's lost her dog. Her dog has been taken from her. I don't know if she's gotten it back yet or not. So she's been not only, and then they found out where she worked through LinkedIn, called her boss and got her fired. So she's lost her job, she's lost her dog, which could at least help her get through this somehow, and she's considered a racist on Facebook and all throughout the world. So, my point is, his wife divorcing him was probably to spare her that kind of BS, that people that can't just freaking let things be handled. Be a voice, by all means. Protest, by all means. Go to Capitol Hill. Go to Washington. Create legislation. Make change. But this whole, I'm going to destroy your life because I can. I'm going to loot and rob a store because I can. It's a load of crap. It's a load of crap. One last thing. I said there was one last thing, but I lied. So, much to the disappointment of many fans, John Boyega decided to be thoroughly pissed off. And you have every right to be upset about what happened to George Floyd. However, to pompously cuss out everybody, to say that you don't care about kids and what they think about you when you're, oh my gosh, celebrities, guys. I can't even. My respect for this man has dropped significantly. And I have to honestly say, he doesn't give a rat's ass. And that's fine. You don't have to care if I like you or not. I mean, you've already made your millions of dollars through Star Wars. So why the hell would you care what we think of you now? But I will tell you this, one little caveat. He has every right to be upset. He has every right to express his opinion. However, he quite proudly expresses that he lives in the UK. And he's going to keep living in the UK. And he doesn't give a rat's ass what Americans think. Because he lives in the UK. So, if that's the case, sir, then keep your freaking opinion out of our politics. If you're so glad that you live in the UK and you can say whatever you want. And you don't care about the kids. And you don't care about your fans. You don't care what anyone thinks of you. Then just keep your opinion to yourself, then. Stay out of America's politics. Express displeasure, disgust, and everything about the murder of George Floyd. But don't you dare try to tell Americans how they need to live their life. Because if you're going to sit over there and brag about the fact that you don't give a rat's ass because you live in the UK and you're going to keep living in the UK and you're going to do what you want to do because you're in the UK, then, you know, concern yourself with the UK, then. Focus on UK's politics, you know, star in UK films, don't star in American films anymore, you know, because if you're so, if you hate us so much, then, you know, live your life. Just keep your opinion and your crap out of our pool. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. Like I said, my respect for the dude diminished 100-fold. You could be upset. Folks, you, and we should be, and we are upset about this murder. Without a freaking doubt. I'm just sick of people thinking that that justifies being abusive, destroying lives, destroying property. I don't see how that's helpful, how that's beneficial, how that's okay. How is that changing legislation? How is that correcting cop brutality? How is that correcting it? How is that changing anything? It's not. It changes absolutely freaking nothing. All it does is affect lives, affect commerce, affect people in negative ways. Except for those lucky few that got off with their big screen televisions and their PlayStations and now have brand new TVs and PlayStations in their homes. I mean, they got the lucky part of it. But think about the job losses. Think about the fact that that store is going to take a while to recuperate and reopen, fix itself in order to start being available to the community again. But, you know, and think about, like I said, what if it was your home? What if it was your business? Would you still say that looting and rioting is okay? I'd be careful with that, too, because you never know who's listening. All right. And there you have it. There's my opinion. And once again, I'll say my little caveat. If I offended you, if I pissed you off, ask yourself why. A, why does my opinion matter? Why do you care what I think? But thank you for listening. Guys, we gotta heal America. We gotta heal America. The true answer, the honestly true answer is that we need to turn back to God. But I know people don't want to hear that. But it's the honest truth. America is where it is because it's turned its back on God. Legitimately, I didn't vote for Trump. Said this tons of times. I didn't vote for President Trump. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he does. I feel like he does some things pretty okay, but I don't agree with everything he does. Like right now, he's refusing to hang up President Obama's picture. I feel like everywhere I turn, I'm dealing with 2-year-olds. It's like, dude, hang up his freaking ass picture. He was our president. You don't have to like him. Hang it up. Nobody freaking cares. I'm not going to say nobody cares. I mean, nobody cares that you didn't like him, or you don't like him, or you didn't agree with his politics. That's what I meant by nobody cares. Just hang up the picture. It's tradition. He was our president. If I'm going to say that the office deserves respect, and the person in it deserves respect because they're the president, it has to be the same, whether the Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. Hang up the freaking picture. Don't be so freaking juvenile. Why is everybody so freaking juvenile? Grow up. Why are we like 2-year-olds? Dude, we look so bad. America looks horrible. It looks horrible to, like, the entire world. We just look like a whole bunch of people throwing hissy fits. That's what we look like. You want to talk about privilege? That's what we look like. We look like privileged brats that cry because they have to wear a mask. And they're going to throw a fit because they have to wear a mask to protect themselves and others. And they're going to throw hissy fits about it. And now we see them rioting and looting. You even tried that in another country. I do everything I can here to not even catch a glimpse of an officer. It's like, you don't have to correct me on anything. I will do whatever you say. Anyway, moving on. Well, guys, just stay safe and stay smart. Please be careful with COVID-19. It's still out there. It's still out there. Be safe. Don't feed into the liberal brainwashing news machine, please. Rioting, looting is not okay. It isn't. It is not. Guys, remember, as I talked about, America once had slaves. Popular opinion was that was okay. Until we realized, America, that it was not. Guys, rioting and looting is not okay. Just because popular opinion is going to tell you it is because it justifies their narrative, it's not. It's not okay. Stay safe, stay smart. Think about your community and how your actions affect yourself, your family, and your community overall.